Unit 4. Text A. The Bermuda Triangle. On 5th December, 1945, five bombers from a United States Naval Air Station left Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on a routine training flight over the Atlantic Ocean, east of Florida. A short time later, the base received radio messages from the bombers, Flight 19, saying that they were lost. Then radio contact was broken. The flight did not return, and the planes that were sent to look for the bombers also failed to return. A massive search operation was mounted, but no trace of the missing planes or their pilots was found. They had simply and inexplicably disappeared. This event was sufficient to confirm in many people's minds that the so-called Devil's Triangle, or Bermuda Triangle, a section of the North Atlantic bounded roughly by Bermuda, Florida, and Puerto Rico, really was haunted, and in some mysterious way responsible for the loss of ships and planes. In all, in this area, 3,900,000 square kilometers of open sea, more than 50 ships and 20 planes have mysteriously disappeared. These include the U.S. Navy ship Cyclops in 1918 and the merchant vessel Marine Sulphur Queen in 1963. In the same year, two U.S. Air Force KC-135 planes also disappeared without trace. In other words, it is not only small boats and planes that have vanished in the area, but the most modern and best equipped, too. Perhaps the most dramatic shipping loss in the area was the U.S. Navy nuclear submarine Scorpion. This vessel, like others before her, disappeared without explanation in May 1968. Some months later, she was found on the bottom of the ocean, but the reason for her loss has not been properly explained. Many theories about the area have been proposed, and whole books have been written on the subject. It has been suggested, for example, that the disappearances are caused by unknown magnetic forces from outer space or from the bottom of the sea. There is also a theory about underwater volcanic action that affects shipping, and another that suggests the lost continent of Atlantis, which according to legend lies somewhere beneath the Atlantic, is involved. However, others state that it is more likely that there is nothing special about this imaginary triangle of water, and that it is a product of sensational journalism. After all, ships, boats, and planes are lost at sea in all parts of the world due to weather, mechanical failure, or human error, and several of the losses are mysterious. The Marie Celeste, an American cargo boat, for example, was found in 1872 off the coast of Portugal in perfect order, but with no crew on board. Their disappearance has never been explained. Did some of them mutiny and then escape? Were all the crew killed by some unknown agent? Did they try to escape from some danger or other? We shall probably never know. However, regardless of the theories which exist about the Bermuda Triangle, ships, boats, and planes continue to travel daily through the area with great frequency, and it has not been proven that a higher percentage of accidents and losses occur in this section of the North Atlantic than in other areas of the world's oceans. Text B. Sounds We Cannot Hear. A man is driving down a long, straight Arizona highway. Suddenly, he starts to drift across the other side of the road. An oncoming truck flashes its headlights and hoots furiously, but to no avail. There is a sickening crash. The truck ends up half off the road. The driver of the car dies. The Arizona Highway Police, who arrive on the scene shortly afterwards, immediately ask all the obvious questions. Drink? No. Drugs? No. The post-mortem showed no evidence of drugs. Medicine? No, his wife was sure he had not been taking any medicine which might have affected him. Sleep? No, he had slept 7.5 hours the night before. And anyway, he was an experienced highway driver. The weather? No, it was a mild autumn day. The car? As far as the police could tell, the car had been in good mechanical condition. There was one thing, though. It was a new car, and the man had never driven it before. So what had caused the accident? Infrasound is the sound that the human ear cannot hear, as it cannot pick up vibrations below 30 cycles a second or above 22,000. A motor vehicle running steadily at a speed produces audible sound, but it also produces infrasound at between 10 and 20 cycles per second. This sound cannot be heard, but it can affect us. The British Acoustical Society has recently stated that, depending on the car, the road surface, and the person concerned, this infrasound can produce euphoria, recklessness, lower efficiency, and dizziness. You can become literally drunk with sound. Was that what happened to the man on the Arizona highway? Perhaps, in his case, we shall never know. In fact, infrasound can be extremely dangerous to the body, as Professor Gavreau of Marseille recently discovered. He wanted to investigate low-frequency sound and realized that an ordinary French gendarme's whistle produced plenty of infrasound. He therefore built a huge copy of a police whistle, 6 feet long, and connected it to an air compressor. The results were more surprising than he expected. The operator who switched it on dropped dead on the spot. A post-mortem examination showed that his internal organs had been reduced to a jelly by the low-frequency vibrations. After that, Gavreau worked more carefully. Even so, in his second test, he broke every window in every building within a half mile of the test site. Low-frequency vibrations can be detected several minutes before an earthquake. People who live in earthquake zones are aware that dogs often start to howl before an earthquake, and seismographs confirm that what the dogs can sense is really occurring, though humans are unaware of it. Water is particularly sensitive to low-frequency vibrations, and goldfish may be the first inhabitants of a house to be aware that an earthquake is coming. The Japanese, who live on top of a system of fractures and faults, are familiar with this phenomena and often keep goldfish in their houses. When the fish start swimming frantically about, it is time to look for a safe place well away from a large building. It has even been claimed that some animals become aware of earth tremors as much as several hours before they are observed by human beings, and that rabbits and deer have been seen running in terror from what afterwards turns out to be the epicenter of an earthquake. More research will be needed before we are sure how infrasound can be used, but two things are already clear. The information it provides may be vital, and infrasound itself can be dangerous.